This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Lawmakers trying to steer the budget bus keep hitting curbs, and now they're starting to exhibit some road rage. In Senate Education Committee Wednesday, a bill to uncouple top scholarships from future college tuition hikes in order to contain the cost to the state was opposed by the administration. Jindal Policy Advisor Stafford Palmieri.
This legislation would negatively impact the program because we've broken our promise to fully pay for their tuition to go to college.
Bill Platt Senator Eric LaFleur wasn't buying it.
Since January 14, 2008, we have cut $603 million from higher ed. I'm trying to figure out how we look at that as a strong, strong commitment to higher education in Louisiana.
Over in House Education, Hammond Representative Chris Broadwater had a bill to lift legislative limitations on fees colleges charge students. Some committee members said they worried how parents would receive that. Broadwater vented his frustration over the entire push-pull on how to fix the budget problem and preserve higher ed.
You know, it's like everything that I've heard coming into this session. $1.6 billion deficit. Y'all make sure you don't hurt higher education, but by the way, maintain my solar tax credits. We got a $1.6 billion deficit. Make sure you don't hurt higher education, but hey, don't take that inventory tax back home. We got a $1.6 billion deficit. Y'all make sure you protect health care and higher education, but not the particular credit that's important to me. At some point, we're either going to protect higher education or we aren't. We're either going to fund it or we aren't.
Legislative will prevailed Wednesday with bills to lift legislative oversight of tuition and fees and uncouple tops from tuition, all advancing. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.